Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. So we just run to you concerning all things, our health, our family, our friends. And we just thank you. You're a God that knows the right path, knows the right plan. And so we run to you and not from you. And thank you, Lord, for the right faith to well up in each and every one of us, Lord, so as to abide on the path, in the path with the Lord and in the plan, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 to 5. So then you must perceive us not as leaders of factions, but as servants of the Anointed One, those who have been entrusted with God's mysteries. The most important quality of one entrusted with such secrets is that they are faithful and trustworthy. But personally, I'm not the least bit concerned if I'm judged by you or any verdict I receive from any human court. In fact, I don't even assume to be my own judge, even though my conscience is clear. But that doesn't mean I stand acquitted before the Lord, for the only judge I care about is Him. So resist the temptation to pronounce premature judgment on anything before the appointed time, when all will be fully revealed. Instead, wait until the Lord makes His appearance, for He will bring all that is hidden in darkness to light and unveil every secret motive of everyone's heart. Then, when the whole truth is known, each will receive praise from God.
Hallelujah. So here we can just see, you know, as Paul uses the example of himself and Apollos, and that they're servants of the hidden truth. They're servants of the mysteries that God has revealed to them. And this is what they declare. And it's the same with us. It's exactly the same. We just declare over ourselves. We declare for others according to that which God has written in our hearts and on our minds. And so we look to Him, because yeah, that's number one that starts. Who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And we've received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God, so as to know what has freely been given to us. So that is one big key in the whole matter. We're born again, we've entered the kingdom, and we've received the Spirit who knows the thoughts of God. And that's what we desire, that's what we long for. So in situations to help people, situations of help, in the situations of wanting to help our children, we always run to God. Amen. Isaiah 55 is just so beautiful on that matter. He knows the thoughts. He knows everything. Amen. There's nothing lacking in Him. And then that's why He says, come, come, spend time, come, draw close. Spending time is making time, and so as to buy, so as to hear. And He says, then when you hear, your soul will live, your will, your intellect, and your emotion. So we always run to God. So that is the big key. Then there's another key in that there, and this is just so important in that there, is once we have turned to the living God, we are in the presence of the Lord. He's not just something that we're waiting for here in the fullness of day for Him to come. We are in His presence. In His presence is fullness of joy. Amen. Our lives are hid with Christ in God, with Christ, co-heirs. So He's a reality. And when the Word speaks about Jesus coming, it's for the believer, it needs to have been a big reality. Long time ago is when you were born again. He came. You were translated into the kingdom of God, into His kingdom. He's a reality, and He came. And so He's a God that comes in many ways, in health ways, in wisdom ways, in provision. That's all Jesus coming, parousia, revealing Himself. Why do I say this, guys? Because just one scripture, the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And we all know He comes many times. It's something that happens in our lives You can say on a daily basis that we've got to resist the devil. Now, how could we resist the devil if we haven't got some greater power, greater promise, a wonderful Savior? And that Savior is Jesus, because then the word goes on, and Jesus has come. Not just going to come, he's going to come. He has come, he is come, and he will come. He's ruling to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He's ruling to bring us into the fullness of the love plan that he's got, that heaven has got for us. So we need to know that parousia is just as the devil is around. The answer to the devil is Jesus. He's come to give us life and life in abundance. And that is the wonderful thing. And we need to know that. There's a beautiful scripture in Hebrews 10 where it talks about once we have the will of God. So when we draw close and we believe and we spend time and then we get word from the Lord, we don't doubt. Amen. Don't doubt. Ask for wisdom. Don't doubt. Think of James chapter 1, verse 5. Don't doubt. Receive it. And then you need to persevere. So well, when you have done the will of God, that is when he will manifest. That is when he will come. Because he is not someone to lie. He's a God of truth. And so he backs up his word. And then we fully know the plan and the purpose, because we see it clearly, because he's shown himself strong on those who know him, who are in him, that look to him, that listen to him. He comes and he gives life and life in abundance. So that's why that scripture goes on there. And that's why it's so important that we are not of those that draw back, but those who believe and are saved, because that is living by faith. Stay believing, stay in the faith, and don't allow the deception and the lies to bring you down, because you know your God is good. You started a work, and he will complete it. He will never leave you or forsake you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.